David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today, right after that breaking of bread, which was awesome. This third hour is so busy. We're going to look into Matthew and chapter 26, and from verse 26, we're doing a series on submission to God, and we're at part 16 today, and it says this: Then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and he said, Sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and he became anguished and distressed. He told them, My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch for me and with me. He went on a little further and bowed his face to the ground, praying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Then he returned to the disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation, for the spirit is weak. The spirit is willing and the body is weak. Then Jesus left them a second time and prayed, My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done. When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they couldn't even keep their eyes open. So he went away to pray for a third time, saying the same thing again. And then he came to the disciples and said, Go ahead and sleep. Have your rest. But look, the time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Up, let's be going. Look. My betrayer is here. Beloved, I believe that this is a very, very important passage of Scripture. We are submitting ourselves to Almighty God, especially by breaking the bread and drinking the cup. Even Jesus was saying right there in the Garden of Gethsemane, Take this cup away from me, for I don't want to drink its poison. In other words, there's something I've got to do, and I really don't want to do it. But it's not about my will. It's about your will. You see, Jesus was proving to us right there that he was totally and utterly submitted to Almighty God, and it is something that we have to emulate, beloved. It's no good taking half measures. It's no good taking the bread and wine and then going right on sinning. It's no good taking the bread and wine and saying that you will submit yourself to Almighty God and then go on doing something that you shouldn't be doing. Kicking the dog, or getting angry with the wife, or shouting at somebody on the road when you're stuck in traffic. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's not important what it is. What is important is that we get to a place where we are totally and utterly submitted to Almighty God. I want to beg this question of you now. If you had been Peter or James and John, and I believe that the Lord Jesus took Peter and the sons of Zebedee, James and John, because they were his favorites. I believe that. And there they were. Supposed to be keeping watch, but they were asleep because they were tired. And Jesus asked them on two occasions to stay awake and to pray with him. But beloved, I already know, I believe this so much, that the Lord knew they were going to do that. So what were they learning? I believe they were learning about submission to Almighty God. It says here, he took Peter and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and he became anguished and distressed. And he told them so. He said, My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. stay here and keep watch with me. He just needed that support of his friends, of his disciples. And that didn't even happen. So Jesus felt alone. He was, as the Bible tells us, anguished and distressed. He went on to tell them that his soul was crushed with grief to the point of death because he knew what was coming. And so he had to go to his father and say, look, if it's possible, can we do this another way, please? Because I really don't want to do this. But because of who you are, and because you are my dad, it's not about my will. It's about your will. Sometimes my will is very strong in my life. Sometimes I want something so badly, and I think it's God's will, and it turns out it's not. And I am so disappointed. But I have to go with what God says, and I have to go with what the Holy Spirit says. And what I am sad about, if you will, is nothing compared to what Jesus himself had to go through, where he so said he was crushed with grief, even to the point of death. I'm not crushed with grief, even to the point of death. It's just something I wanted. But that's not important. What is important is that we worship the living God. What is important is that we put the living God as number one in our lives. Nothing comes close. We don't put God second or third. We put Almighty God as number one in our lives. And we say and we declare, we are going to be subjected to Him and Him alone. We submit to Almighty God. You imagine now how Peter and James and John felt when they were woken by the Lord. And he said, look, can't you even stay awake for this amount of time? He went on to say that he was crushed with grief, even to the point of death, and that had no effect. They still slept. You see, by that time, I believe that they weren't imbued with the Holy Spirit. But later they were, and later their lives changed, and later they were able to declare that they had made God number one in their lives. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended like a dove, that's the day they said, yes, Lord, we submit to you. Yes, Father, you are number one in our lives. What's your response to that today? Are you going to make the Lord Jesus? Are you going to make the Holy Spirit? Are you going to make the Heavenly Father number one priority in your life? Are you going to declare that today? If so, repeat this with me. Heavenly Father, today I say to you, I'm sorry for all the wrong I have done. And Lord God, I declare now, in the name of Jesus, that you are number one in my life. I submit my life, every part of it, to you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Beloved, if you have done that with me today, I'd love you to send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say these words, I submit to God. I submit to God. That's all you've got to say. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.